Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
We are under a tropical storm warning. Faye is on the way. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen joining us live from the Weather Center. So, Craig, what can we expect today?
As we go through the afternoon, rain spreads up from south to north. It is raining in the lower third of New Jersey now. It has made its way on up into parts of Ocean and Burlington County. And that first outer band should be here most likely, well before lunchtime for central New Jersey, and then around lunchtime or so for the city and moving on to the north. And then it just gets heavier and heavier with gusty winds, especially along the coast during the afternoon hours. There will be tropical downpours. The winds definitely pick up, and I would say the worst of it will be late afternoon into the first part of the nighttime tonight. Several hours worth of tropical storm-like conditions around here. Flash flood watch is in effect as well for the entire region because of the potential for rain falling so heavily all in one period of time. And what can we expect after that? Probably after midnight, it's all gone, and then we just go back into a hot, humid weather pattern with typical scattered thunderstorms for the weekend.
Shopping malls in Rockland and on Long Island are reopening today if they have a certain type of ventilation system installed. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has that story from the Palisades Mall in West Nyack.
Governor Cuomo's main concern inside malls was the air. He says HVAC systems with air filters rated MERV 13 can eliminate coronavirus. Rockland County Executive Ed Day believes this issue was blown out of proportion.
This whole distractive commentary about air filtration was unnecessary. I said so from the beginning. There were studies done that showed that this was not necessary.
He says the Palisade Center Mall is gigantic. It has soaring ceilings. There is plenty of space. He's not concerned about coronavirus inside. He is worried about the economy.
There are about 5,000 people employed. Obviously, the mall being closed had a major impact on our local community.
The Palisades Mall generates more than $20 million in property taxes and more than $20 million in sales tax revenue annually. Day says shoppers have been crossing the border going to New Jersey. It's hoped the return of malls will help rev up the economy. In West Nyack, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
One swimmer has died. Eight others were rescued last night from the waters off Long Beach, Long Island. Several people who were on the beach around 7 p.m. became instant lifeguards. They helped pull people out of the water, among them Johnny Shore.
I managed to grab onto one of the guys who was drowning. We pulled him out of the rocks where lifeguards or paramedics were able to help us up.
Details about the person who died have not been released. Four other people who were rescued ended up in the hospital. They should be okay. A 17-year-old boy drowned yesterday in New Jersey's Raritan Bay. Johnny Vasquez was pulled from the water near the Perth Amboy Yacht Club, but could not be saved. He had apparently gone into the water voluntarily for a swim. Family members say Johnny had special needs. He was autistic and suffered from epilepsy. Live to the Weather Center now, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. So the concern today is what? Wind, rain?
Depending on location, any of the above would be a concern, and I'll try to break it down for you here. In terms of rainfall, the heaviest rain may actually fall from the city on west, as that side of the storm will squeeze out a lot more moisture because of the hillier terrain across portions of New Jersey and on up into the Hudson Valley. And again, you're talking about a track right now that's basically up the Jersey Shore and right on into the Hudson Valley. You're following the Hudson River Valley right up to the north. And on the other side, to the right or the eastern side of the storm, would be the strongest winds. There will be tropical downpours with showers and thunderstorms, but potentially, instead of just plain old tropical downpours, they could be strong thunderstorms and even spawn a small tornado or two across parts of Long Island as well as Connecticut. And so all of it is in play here. Flash flooding is a possibility. Oh, I see a flash flood warning is already in effect for much of the Delaware coastline. So it's an indication of how heavy the rain already is. You know, places, vacation places are under this flash flood warning, like Lewis, Delaware, all the way on down to Fenwick Island, those of you who vacation in those areas. So a sign of things to come from south to north as we go through the afternoon and into this evening and the first part of the night. Today's high between 75 and 80 degrees. I mean, forget the beach unless you're going to sit in your car in the parking lot and watch the waves come in. High surf advisory, dangerous rip currents. But fortunately, this is not going to be something that produces tremendous coastal flooding at times of high tide. It's not like Sandy. I've heard so many people worried about that. It's not going to be causing that kind of flooding. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms around 70. They come to an end. Partly sunny, hot and humid Saturday. Chance of a thunderstorm or two. Highs 85 to 90. Right now in the city, we have 76, humidity 88%, and a northeast wind at 7.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.